USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. An additional six items were found at President Biden's Delaware home. Biden's personal attorney said some of the documents were marked as classified. Attorney General Merrick Garland had previously announced a special counsel to look into the matter. The White House says Biden will meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to discuss the debt ceiling negotiations. Reporter Julie Serkin has more.
These are what the Treasury Department needs to fund, money that Congress has appropriated through bipartisan bills, through COVID relief bills, the omnibus package that's just passed in December.
A Florida woman is facing first-degree murder charges after shooting and killing her terminally ill husband. Police say the victim, Jerry Gillen, was planning to commit suicide inside his Daytona Beach hospital room. His wife, Ellen Gillen, shot him once in the head before barricading herself in the room while police tried to negotiate with her. Eventually, the SWAT team used a flashbang device to distract her and were then able to take her into custody. No one else was injured in the incident. Border Patrol officials say there has been a crackdown on migrants making their way into the U.S.
Customs and Border Protection said it stopped more than a quarter of a million migrants along the Mexican border in December. That's a 7% increase compared to November. Reflects a 40% jump from December of 2021. It's the highest of any month since President Biden took office. The White House introduced new policy measures earlier this month restricting asylum for many migrants. I'm Dave Collins.
Representative Nancy Pelosi tells CNN that her husband Paul is improving since the brutal attack 3 months ago. Pelosi said he has to be careful about the head injury when it comes to movement, light, and sound. NFL playoffs, the Kansas City Chiefs are moving on to their fifth straight AFC championship game. Despite an early injury to star quarterback Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City beat Jacksonville 27-20. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
New details are emerging about the six-year-old boy who recently shot his teacher in the chest at a Virginia school. Last month, the child opened fire with a handgun in what police called a targeted attack. It's now been revealed that the same child had previously written notes claiming he wanted to set his teacher on fire and watch her die. His teacher, Abigail Zwerner, took the notes to the school, who told her to drop it. The president and a leading Republican in Washington will meet about the debt ceiling.
President Biden is expected to meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to discuss the debt ceiling, although no time or official date has been set for that meeting.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy immediately pretty much responding on Twitter to that invitation about a meeting at the White House, saying, quote, President Biden, I accept your invitation to sit and discuss a responsible debt ceiling increase to address irresponsible government spending.
Capitol Hill reporter Julie Serkin. Earlier, the president had said he was not going to negotiate with Republicans on raising the debt ceiling. The $31.4 trillion debt ceiling increase is all about money Congress has already approved. I'm John Schaefer.
Republican Congressman George Santos is admitting he used to dress in women's clothes and makeup, but denounced the term drag queen. Santos is currently facing backlash for lying about his academic and professional qualifications, as well as claiming that he was of Jewish heritage. The Chiefs and Eagles have advanced to the conference championships next weekend. KC beat Jacksonville while the Eagles routed the Giants. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.